out specific foods for you so that it will help me to answer the question.
Sure.
They say that olive oil is good for you, but I thought that we're supposed to avoid the oils.
Yeah, well, all oil, all plant oils turn into what's called trans fatty acids and free radicals when you heat them. And, of course, the reason why medical doctors and the medical community have promoted olive oil in the Mediterranean diet, they will lower cholesterol. But with all the Mediterranean diet and all the cholesterol-lowering drugs and all the olive oil, America ranks 46th in the world when it comes to health and longevity. There's 45 other countries whose peoples are healthier than live longer than us. The Italians don't live much longer than we do. They only live to be 72. And countries that don't have access to olive oil are the longest-lived ones. And so there's no health benefits to olive oil, although the medical community professes that there is. There really isn't. They believe that all cardiovascular disease has its roots in elevated blood cholesterol and triglycerides. And no matter what you do, if you can lower your blood cholesterol and triglycerides, you're going to be living a longer and healthier life. Well, the statistics don't bear that out. We spend more money for health care than all the other nations in the world put together, yet we rank 46th, and that was as of August 2005. Okay, we're talking, just about 7-8 months ago. And so that's the latest bit of information. And so even cold, it slowly oxidizes. Olive oil will slowly oxidize, even in the refrigerator. And most people leave olive oil on the table because it has this pale green color. It's kind of pretty. They'll have cilantro in the bottle, and it's kind of a dual-purpose thing. You can use it on salad dressings as well as decoration in the kitchen. But light hits it. It begins to oxidize, and by the time you're 25% done with that bottle, the whole bottle is nothing but trans fatty acid. So very dangerous stuff.
And there's a series of these questions.
Sure. Throw me a couple
of
more.
Product called PAM.
Okay.
Spray in your frying pan.
Yep.
And I say you shouldn't use that. What?
Well, anything that you can superheat and it won't burn is dangerous. It's almost like a plastic material. And I'd rather just use and I know a lot of people argue with me, but I'd rather just use water or butter and just say don't burn the butter. And that's because if you get it butter too hot, it will burn. That turns it into a bad thing. But if you cook in low heat, it takes a little bit longer to accomplish what you want, but it's much safer. High temperatures are bad per se. And then when you put any kind of shortening, whether it's margarines, olive oil, plant oils of any kind, and you heat them up, they're very, very dangerous, including PAM. There's no study that I know of that shows it increases risk of cancer or heart disease or anything, but I don't know that anybody's looked at that. It'd be kind of interesting to go on the Internet and look up PAM and see if there is any research that has been done to either exclude it from a problem or include it in a problem. I've never seen it. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with